Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Berwick BMW offers convenient servicing for your BMW with next day availability and multiple transportation options.
The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
Hewitt first access, kick the full forward, Cottrell! It's touched. Is it touched?
What's
or is going
the
other
on?
No, they paid the mark.
They're paying it.
It's paid the mark.
The Fremantle boys are going troppo saying it's touched.
With less than a minute on the clock, 25 out directly in front for the go-ahead goal, Matthew Cottrell.
Matty Cottrell.
Slots it through.
Don't tell me there's been another free kick here after the kick. Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Is that dissension?
The ball is going back. It's in the hands of Matthew Kennedy from where Matt Cottrell kicked. Oh, what is going on here? This is a massive, massive moment. A game that has been fought tooth and nail right throughout the afternoon. An umpire's made a call here. Kennedy from 30 out directly in front, and that is a telling blow. And Carlton lead by 10, and we are completely in the dark here as to what has taken place.
In the tap. Cardiac Carlton have done it again.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God! Oh, I don't believe what I've just seen. I can't believe what I have seen.
Don't fall for any of that ridiculous amateur
edit. What are they called? A mashup?
That very amateur editing job being done by Julio.
The mashup. They do it in the music where they combine the different songs.
Just don't fall for it.
Oh, you should fall for it.
A little bit of cots in the middle of all of that. That wasn't from the call on the weekend.
Might as well have been because the way you've been behaving off air and just had your Carlton scarf on, which is, you try to.
Is that right, is it?
But absolutely.
That's right, is it?
And don't you.
That's right,
is that it? That is correct.
Oh, is it all? Look at you.
Absolutely, it is correct.
Ask me a question.
No.
Just ask me, was the ball touched? Yep.
No.
Were they lucky to win the game? Yep. So what else do you want me to say?
Well, but you.
What else would you like me to say?
You like Kochi, David Koch, when he's out there saying, yeah, but then there's always a but.
Oh, no. There's always a but. I'll agree with Lee Matthews on this.
See, here comes the but.
No, no. Well, Lee Matthews. All right, so you want to argue.
Here comes the but.
Do you want to argue with Lee Matthews here?
I just saying.
So you're going to say Lee Matthews is wrong, eh?
I don't know what Lee said.
Lee said that is a paid A mark all the time and always has been.
Not if intentionally.
If an umpire doesn't see it get touched, of course it gets paid a mark. That's just what happens in footy.
Mm.
No umpire saw it get touched. Now, we all know now the ball was touched. I mean, it is absolutely crystal clear that that's the case. And people like you are now calling for captain's calls as a result of that.
I am not. In fact, in a little over hour of time, I'm actually going to say the absolute complete matter.
In your game on the weekend, I can't remember which one it was, but down the right-hand side, we were calling the Collingwood Hawthorn game. Snap over the shoulder. I think it might have been Collingwood claimed ball was touched. Umpire didn't see it was touched. Went to review. Umpire's Coulson. Players put their hand up in the air all the time saying, I touched that. But if the umpire doesn't see it, it doesn't matter. And unfortunately for Fremantle, and it is a bitter pill to swallow because they work their backsides off to put themselves in a position to win that game.
Yes.
The umpire didn't see it. And that's at the end of the day. Now, that's all that matters. At the end of the day, unless the rules profoundly change in the way this game is umpired and adjudicated, you can say whatever you like, Keith, but that's all that matters.
No, I know. That is absolutely 100% correct.
And I agree with you.
Mm.
So I don't know where you're saying I've got the Carlton scarf on.
Oh, well, there was a few discussions.
If as a Carlton supporter, if the roles had been reversed, would I be filthy? Of course I would. Mm. And I can understand why Fremantle supporters are absolutely filthy about this. But what do you want to do, change the rules?
No.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
Well, there's nothing you can do about it on this particular example. Because
what do you do about the next example? When a player says, I touched it, but the umpire didn't see it. What are you going to do
then? Just hopeful that maybe there's a way, the positioning, maybe there's something that the umpires can do to give themselves a better chance to make sure that they get the call correct.
I understand
mistakes are made and we shouldn't hang the umpire out to dry.
No.
Because it was only when you saw, actually, I don't know if it was a private video or whether it was the actual
another one from
network.
Down the ground.
Yeah,
it was off a phone.
Was it off a phone?
Yeah, it was off a phone from the other end of the ground. That was the one that gave you the most...
it was pretty clear cut. It was a 45-degree angle.
Well, no one's arguing with that. I don't know why...
45-degree angle might be a bit
Well, that is a bit over the top, but no one's arguing with that. Mm. No, I mean, the broadcast coverage showed that it flicked his arm and his hair.
Yeah.
So you don't even... The other one was just even clearer. But the broadcast super slow-mo showed that it flicked the tricep in the hair. So we really didn't need anything else.
Mm.
But unless you're going to propose a way of... changing the rules.
No, I'm not.
We need to accept that this will not be the last time that something like this happens.
No, that's right. That's true.
So now,
if there's a way from this incident and other incidents that you're talking about, that maybe that it could be something that minor changes to the mechanics of the officials that they get into better positions. But that's you're still going to have these types of errors of just trying to eliminate them from happening as often as they might do.
Well, it doesn't happen very often.
Well, you just told me it did.
What?
You just told me it did.
No, Lee Matthews. Oh, you're talking about the players come and they touch the ball.
Correct.
That happens all the time.
Yeah. So if there's a way in which you can, and I don't know if that would solve the problem either, but...
Well, when there's a shot at goal, we do go to goal review, don't we? When there's a score as a result of a kick that has been claimed to be touched, we always go to review on that.
Well, that's true. I don't know whether the vision that come from the networks, if you didn't have the camera view, the phone camera view from a fan, I don't know whether...
We don't need that one.
The other vision would have categorically...
100% it did.
It did. The other... The channels...
The broadcast vision.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
You could see his...
It did. It did seem to, but...
Of course it did. There's no... once you saw that vision... And the flick of the tricep for most of us was seen after we saw it flick his lock of hair.
Right.
So we saw the hair flick as the ball went past it almost immediately on replay.
Mm.
The arm, the tricep wobble, that was the second. And then what we saw about 3 hours later from the phone from down the ground was a profound deflection of the ball.
When you think that if it was going through the goals, you have the right to go through and check all the vision make sure.
Hmm.
This is just as important as a kick that's going through the goals, but clearly you can't do it on every kick. You can't do it.
No, you can't. And
but
we don't want
but
that,
they
do
are
we?
Just as consequential.
Well, no question about that, but is that what are you advocating
no,
for
I'm
that?
Not. I
okay,
don't,
well,
I'm
so
not.
So if we're not advocating for that, then we're just going to have to accept that human error happens
and that there's an
acceptable level that we're prepared to cop and we move on.
And unfortunately, you'll get... these situations where it has significant consequences.
There's absolutely zero doubt about that. Mm. No question.